Joining us on the line right now, Ken Klukowski, legal editor for Breitbart News. What's next on the Trump immigration order? Ken, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
All right. So President Trump's temporary travel order faces an appeal court hearing this afternoon. It's 3 o'clock on the left coast and 6 o'clock here on the east coast. It's going to be done all by telephone. And at stake is whether or not the president's order can be reinstated or must remain on hold. How's this thing shaking up there? Shaping up there, Ken?
Well, I'll tell you, Brian, and I should add, I'm also trying to assist with this case as a fellow with the American Civil Rights Union. So I'm covering this journalistically and also trying to add some legal expertise as well. I want to manage everyone's expectation in town here, because if there's not a ruling in favor of the president's position, the media, of course, is going to crow that it's a defeat, et cetera, et cetera. The reality is this. What we got out of the district court, James Robart, in the Western District of Washington, is what's called a TRO, a temporary restraining order.
Right.
All that is something that freezes the status quo for a few days while the court can get its head wrapped around the legal briefs and arguments being offered. It's only done in the most extreme circumstances when the court thinks it needs some breathing room. Now, it was completely inappropriate for the judge to issue this, but that is the role for a TRO. As such, a TRO cannot be appealed. I mean, I'm stunned that this is at the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit could easily today rule that it is today not siding with the Trump administration, because under federal law, the jurisdiction of all federal courts, district, appeals, Supreme Court, that's all set by Congress. And under the relevant federal statute, which is 28 U.S.C. 1292, a TRO cannot be immediately appealed. You need to wait until the judge takes the next step.
Now, why? That's I have not heard that. So why is it before the Ninth Circuit Court now? What are they hoping to accomplish here?
Well, the Justice Department filed for an emergency stay of the TRO and asked. I was wondering, what in the world could they be arguing? I finally got to read the briefs yesterday morning. All this is in my write-up yesterday for Breitbart, where they explained, because there was not a clear time frame set in the TRO, The Court of Appeals, they argued, should treat this as a de facto preliminary injunction, which would be the next step in the litigation, and a PI, as we call it for short, can be appealed. They're saying because there was no time limit set on this TRO.
It essentially is an injunction and not a TRO.
Exactly. Yeah. You should treat it as a PI and go ahead and reverse it. The reality is, when you read the James Robart's order, which again was egregious on so many levels, he explicitly says, in several days, he explicitly says this TRO is in place only as long as necessary for the court to rule on the motion for a PI. So a TRO lasts 14 days or less. In this case, he was saying it's only going to last until I can issue a ruling on a PI. I would expect that would happen anytime in the next few days. If the Ninth Circuit treats this TRO as the TRO, temporary restraining order, that it is, it could rule in favor of the states and against the federal government tonight, just claiming a lack of jurisdiction.
But that doesn't mean the case is over. It just means it goes back to the district court.
All it means is it's going to go just a few more days until the district court grants a PI, and then the Justice Department can take that back to San Francisco and argue the merits of the case. So if we get a bad ruling this week, it's not a ruling against the Trump administration. It's just the Court of Appeals saying, hey, we're actually not allowed to reverse this. We need to wait a few days. That's why a TRO is only used when the house is on fire, you've called the fire department, and it's saying, okay, before we figure out how to fix the situation, let's just put out the fire. That's what a TRO is.
So
that's the only thing before the court today.
What is the Trump administration going to do if the ruling isn't in their favor, and how long do you think this is going to get tied up before there's some form of resolution?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great question, Jesse. I think the Ninth Circuit is one of the two most liberal courts in the appeals courts in the United States. The other right now is the Fourth Circuit, where we all live in the Mid-Atlantic outside of D.C. is with the Ninth Circuit, the odds of getting a three-judge liberal panel are very, very high, so it could easily be a ruling against the administration. If you were to then take it en banc, where a larger number of judges would be weighing in, you've statistically pretty much guaranteed you're going to have a liberal majority there. It's difficult to see how the administration can prevail at any level short of the U.S. Supreme Court.
But the Supreme Court is 4-4 right now.
Well, if we even have four votes right now, everyone's assuming that Justice Anthony Kennedy is on the side of the administration here, and I think he certainly should be. As a matter of law, he should be. I think that the best outcome right now would be once Judge Gorsuch is confirmed as the ninth justice on the Supreme Court, that this case could be dismissed 5-4 for lack of standing, because the plaintiffs here are just two states, Washington and Minnesota. They're asserting the rights of their citizens and their companies. Those things, states don't have standing to bring those claims in federal court. A private party might. I mean, they're suing the president personally under the Administrative Procedure Act. That only applies to agencies. You cannot sue the president under the APA. I mean, this is a 10-count lawsuit. Most of the counts are completely bogus.
If I could just get to the real issue here, the bottom line is, most of the people that I've read who I respect, even if they disagree with the law, people who are real legal scholars say, this is within the president's right to do this. Ultimately, he has the legal right to put in place this executive order, doesn't he?
Oh, if we're getting to the actual executive order itself.
But we're not even close to getting to that. But I mean,
exactly,
but ultimately, he's right, isn't he?
If we get to the EO here, the president is 100% within his constitutional and statutory authority to do this. Absolutely. But this is part of the argument going on. This is part of the clash of philosophies in the judiciary right now, is that there are some judges who believe that there are all sorts of constitutional limits on Congress and the president, notwithstanding the very clear words of the federal statutes that the president is following here. In essence, there are judges who think that aspects of those federal laws that are being used in this EO, that some applications of those laws are actually unconstitutional. Is part of what's driving this litigation.
I just have a second left. In fact, we're already over. But, I mean, this is going to be done by telephone and live streamed. When do we get a decision out of the Ninth Circuit Court?
Well, when you're hearing, this isn't even what's called an expedited appeal. This is instead an emergency appeal. As a result, a decision could come out tonight. A decision could come out tomorrow. If they, as they very well could, just reject the appeal on the grounds that they lack jurisdiction, because this is still a TRO, you could do that in the two-paragraph order
that
could be issued within hours after the hearing.
We're going to leave it right there. Listen, I learned some stuff there, Ken. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate you joining
us. Brian, Jesse, thanks for having me.
Thank you.